These scriptures today are definitely countercultural, at least for American Christians, because they tell us so clearly that the true quality of life in this world is not found in money and material possessions. In the light of our own American values and standard of living, could we not say that perhaps these scriptures are speaking most directly to you and to me? The wisdom of Ecclesiastes tells us that concern for material possessions is vanity, utter futility, and emptiness. In the second reading, St. Paul says, "If you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth." And in the gospel, Jesus admonishes, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." In light of the teachings before Mass this Sunday and last Sunday, I would suggest that our American culture's focus on consumerism and our obsession with wealth and riches are like noise. Noise steadily humming in the background of our lives. The rushing wind and the rumbling earthquake that drown out the tiny whispering voice of the Lord passing by. All you need to do is listen for a moment this week to the inescapable noise of motorcycles rumbling through our community, and you will clearly see the connection between money, success, prosperity, and noise. Even at night, my granddaughters need to sleep with a white noise machine. And how many of us sleep with a steady hum of a fan in the background, or the incessant clanking of a CPAP machine throughout the night? And so today, our responsorial psalm seems to set the tone for embracing and encountering into the theme of sacred silence in Mass. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Or to put it another way, the moments of sacred silence in Mass should soften our hearts. Soften our hearts to feel the gentle touch of the Lord's mercy in the penitential rite. Soften our hearts to sincerely raise up our intentions in silent prayer between the invitation to pray and the universal prayer of the collect. Soften our hearts to be open to the stirring of the Holy Spirit that inspired each scripture reading and hopefully the homily that follows them. Softens our hearts to the real presence of the risen Christ we receive in communion. But in the noisy world that surrounds our daily lives, you and I are often uncomfortable with silence. In the materialistic world in which we live, you and I are often uncomfortable with nothingness. Indeed, replacing our stony hearts, deafened by the din, and hardened by keeping up with the neighbors, with softened, natural hearts, requires discipline. The discipline of sacred silence. When I train lectors, I challenge them to count to 30 after proclaiming each scripture reading. I ask them to wait until they hear the pews creaking. As gifted as our lectors are in proclaiming the sacred word for us, seldom do they have the willpower to give us a 10 count of sacred silence, much less allow us to get uncomfortable enough with silence to start shifting in our seats. Now, this observation is not meant to be critical of our fine and our faithful group of lectors, but to make all of us conscious, aware of the actual situation in our society. Silence is countercultural. And yet these moments of sacred silence are essential to the fruitful celebration of the Mass. Through them, we set aside the noise of the outside world, and we enter more deeply into an encounter with the risen Christ. In the silence, our focus shifts from this passing world to the heavenly reality that is our eternal destination. Through the discipline of sacred silence, here in the Mass, we actually enter into that heavenly reality, the heavenly reality that flows from the Lord's mercy, where our true intentions are known and our deepest desire is satisfied, where the eternal word is proclaimed with the angels and the saints, and the risen Christ communes with us at the wedding feast of the Lamb.